From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, am I to go on a fishing?
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Throw to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. The man who thinks that Steve Canyon is a place in Death Valley. Smiley Burnett!
Things you say about me, Joe. Well, I feel pretty good today.
Do, huh?
Yes, sir. I wasn't up too early this morning because I was out too late. But you know what I did?
What'd you do?
Well, I met Charlie McQuarrie last night on the way, and I said, Charlie, where are you going? Well, sir, he said, I'm going to attend a lecture. I said, Charlie, you don't mean you're going to attend a lecture at 2 o'clock in the morning, do you? He said, yes, man, I'm going home. Well, McQuarrie had a fight with the Electric Light Company again.
Oh, he did. How'd it turn out, Smiley?
It was a draw this time. They don't get any money, and Mac don't get any light. I had a brave uncle. Did I ever tell you about him?
No, he didn't.
No, he was in the Army. Yep, he was in the Army.
What was he, a sharp shooter?
No, he's a crap shooter. Joe, did you ever hear what happened to poor Bud McGurkin?
No, I didn't.
You know, Joe wrote a letter to his girlfriend every day for 4 years.
Then what happened? Did he marry her?
No, she married the mailman.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven him away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. He was part of everything I planned for, and I know he loved me from the start. Now he hates the thought of what I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart. He was part of everything I planned for, and I know from the start. Now he hates the thought of all I stand for, all because of you, oh yes.
Mighty well done. Mighty well done by Sweet Georgia Brown. Say, folks, we'd like to have you listen to a few words from our sponsor.
Thank you.
One of the neighbors has brought over something. Guess who?
Oh,
Slim Wilson.
Yeah.
One on each side. How's your dogs today, huh?
Well, they're getting along just fine.
Which you got the most of, dogs or kids?
There's more dogs this morning.
More dogs. Yeah. Listen, I'll give you a little riddle.
Okay.
If a hen and a half laid an egg and a half in a day and a half, how many pancakes did it take to shingle a doghouse? Just one if it's big enough, wasn't it?
What are you singing today?
Wedding dolls.
Wedding dolls. I bet that's pretty.
I hope so.
Save me a souvenir just for old time's sake. Send me the wedding doll from your wedding cake. I'll try to hold my tears though my heart may break. As I hold the wedding doll from your wedding, I'll wear a wedding ring the day you say I do. For I'll be married to the memory of you. And I'll wish you happiness, though my heart will break. As I hold the wedding doll from your wedding.
Slim, have you got time to stick around for a good one?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I got one to tell you here.
Okay.
There were two old country boys that never been to town. See, they was about 14, 15 years old. So the pappy said one day, he said, climb in the wagon, boys, son. I'm going to take you up to Pasadena. So they went, got in the wagon, started off towards Pasadena, and just as they got about to the Santa Fe Railroad tracks, why, the super chief come through and just goes, you know how they go and the bells are clanging? Well, the old mules reared back and stuff just scattered in all directions, see? One of the natives over Pasadena says, catch them mules! The old farmer says, don't bother about them mules, catch them boys, the mules will go home! You heard it, but it's still a good way to live. Give me about $4 worth of introduction here.
Honest confession is good for the soul, and I'm not a bragging to say I'm one of the orneriest fighters in town. I got a wallop that lays them away. Now them to me is like spanking a kid. Toonie, I tied him in knots. Was Lily's for Lewis in the first round we had. Whoa, there's only one man I can't flop. I can whip any man but Popeye the Sailor Man. I guess it's the spinach that makes him so strong. Thought I could whip him, but boy, I was wrong. I can whip any man but Popeye the Sailor Man. His pal they call Wimpy. Gladly they say pays for hamburgers eaten the following Tuesday. I can whip any man but Popeye the Sailor Man. Now everyone knows that's a lot of magoo, and they don't believe a word that I said. If I ever challenged Joe Louis to fight, I'd have a soft place in my head. But there's reason aplenty for me saying all that, though I know it just don't mean a thing. If I didn't say all those things in the verse, how could I use this chorus I sing? Oh, I can whip any man but Popeye.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
I guess it's the spinach that makes him so strong. Thought I could whip him, but boy, I was wrong. I can whip any man but Popeye.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
His pal they call Wimpy. Gladly they say pays for hamburgers eaten the following Tuesday. I can whip any man but Popeye.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Thank you.
might have a job for you one of these days.
Well,
yeah, I just signed a contract with Capitol Records for $5,000 a week.
You did?
All I got to do is get them to sign it, and man, I'm fixed. Well, we are fixed, boys. We've got to go. The time's up. We'll be seeing you again soon. Until then, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.